Thursday, October 24th. Mrs. Peach has agreed to let us meet in the library every morning to plan the Halloween dance. She is such a sweetheart. We had a vote, and I got elected chairperson, which also means it will be entirely my fault if the whole thing flops. Violet is in charge of entertainment. Zoe is in charge of setup. Chloe is in charge of decorations. Theo is in charge of cleanup. Everyone wanted me to do publicity so I could make us some really cool posters. However, we still needed someone to be in charge of food, and about 24 more people to help. That's when I came up with the brilliant idea to place a new sign-up sheet on the bulletin board right outside the office to try to recruit more volunteers. Some of the jocks and CCPs added the names Elvis Presley, Donald Duck, Harry Pitts, and Bug Girl. They are so immature. The good news is that we got one new volunteer, Jenny Chen. I suggested that everyone ask a friend or two to help out since we are super desperate for people. Brandon stopped by again to take our official Halloween Dance Committee picture for the yearbook. So I guess that means we're official. After our meeting was over, I planned to surprise Chloe and Zoe with the exciting news that Brandon asked me to the dance. I had been dying to tell them since yesterday, but I was waiting for the perfect moment. I was all set to break the news when we saw their crushes, Jason and Ryan, in the library flirting with two CCP girls. If Chloe and Zoe had been wondering if those two guys were going to ask them to the dance, they definitely got an answer. A big, fat no. I couldn't believe that Jason and Ryan asked two cheerleaders, Sasha and Taylor, to the dance right in front of Chloe and Zoe like that. Well, maybe not exactly in front of them, since the three of us were kind of spying on them through the bookshelves, but still. It was suddenly very obvious to me that the 2 hours Jason and Ryan had spent dancing with Chloe and Zoe at Mackenzie's party meant nothing at all. Those guys had tossed them away like two used pieces of Kleenex and asked CCP girls to the dance. Chloe and Zoe were heartbroken. But they said having a supportive BFF like me made it a lot easier to deal with the emotional wretchedness of their failed romances. After that, there was no way I could bring myself to tell them about Brandon and me going to the dance together. I felt so sorry for them. But I've also got my own problems to worry about. I've been so obsessed with the Halloween dance that I totally forgot we were having a geometry test today. The teacher gave us a complicated problem, and we had exactly 45 minutes to find X, Y, and Z. At first, I just stared at the page and started to panic. Then I realized I was making the problem way more complicated than it really was. I must have turned into a math genius or something, because suddenly it was like I totally understood what I was supposed to do. I ended up completing the test in no time at all. Then I took a short nap while the other slow pokes tried to finish before the time was up. When everyone was finally done, the teacher collected our tests, graded them, and handed them back to us. I took one look at mine and was absolutely confabulated. Which BTW means confused, baffled, and frustrated. Geometry Test, Chapter 7, Fourth Hour. Name, Nikki Maxwell. Using the exterior angle theorem, find X, Y, and Z. So, I drew an arrow to X, here is X. An arrow to Y, here is Y. And an arrow to Z, here is Z. And my teacher gave me an F with the note, please see me after class, Mrs. S. That's when I totally lost it and yelled at my teacher. Excuse me, but what's with all the red ink? It looks like you had a really bad nosebleed and used my geometry test as a tissue or something. But I just said that inside my head, so nobody else heard it but me. Although I have to admit, my geometry teacher wasn't the first person to criticize my math skills. Last year, I signed up to be a math tutor for the sixth graders. I was really happy because it paid a whopping $10 per hour. And if I put in 100,000 hours of tutoring by the end of the school year, I could make enough money to actually become a millionaire. With that kind of cash, I could buy vital personal necessities like an iPhone, a designer wardrobe, extra art supplies, and a private helicopter to fly me to and from school every day. I mean, like, how cool would it be if I actually owned a helicopter? Chloe, Zoe, and I would have the best carpool in the entire school. And Mackenzie and the rest of the CCPs would be super jealous of us. Anyway, my first week as a math tutor went really well. I was going to love my exciting new life as a self-made millionaire. Unfortunately, when everyone got their math homework back, the complaints started to pour in. I felt really horrible about the whole thing. So I tried to say something really positive that would help rebuild their shattered self-esteem. Well, let's look at the bright side. F also stands for fantastic, fabulous, fashionable, and, friendly? But I don't think my positive outlook on the situation made anyone feel any better. So I resigned from my tutoring position and refunded all the money I had been paid. Mainly because it was the right thing to do. Plus, I'm very allergic to angry mobs. OMG, I had such a severe reaction, I thought I was going to have to call an ambulance or something. Thank goodness my geometry teacher drops our lowest test score before she calculates our final math grade for the semester. But still, if my parents find out I just failed my geometry test, they're going to kill me.